All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hubbo and Frank and Chris Sill, final segment tonight. Next week's show, we transition a little bit into a little basketball discussion. My former teammate Barry Parkhill will join us next week to talk hoops, as well as recruiting expert Chris Horn from the Sabre, and Dr. David Nedif will join us. And right now we're going to have the player of the game brought to us by our friends at LeClaire Ryan. Frank?
So, unanimous. Number 20, Tim Smith in your program. 10 receptions, 151 yards. Terrific game by Tim, and big catches kept Virginia close in this game. And hats off to him because he's been very patient waiting for the ball. All right, let's go to Chris, Olympic Sports Report.
All right, so men's baseball recruiting update. Their class is ranked 14th in the country for the next year.
Brian O'Connor, yarr.
Men's soccer, 23rd ranked men defeated number 2 Notre Dame, handing them their first loss of the season. In men's tennis, we got a couple of alumni that just won their second doubles title at the Swiss Indoors. Treat Huey and Dominic Inglot are number 15 in the world now. Swimming, opened the season winning at Navy, winning 30 of 32 events, and that was down 8 swim team members, I believe. Women's golf finished 9th in the Landfall Tradition Tourney. Rowing won the Princeton Chase. Women's soccer defeated number 3 FSU, and they play Virginia Tech, another top 10 team, Thursday night at Klockner. So get out there and support the Hoos.
And by the way, the women are still undefeated.
They're still number 1.
They're number 1. And a good opportunity to go up and see a great game Thursday night.
It's that
game
in Trumpsville. Yep.
Go to Klockner Stadium. Last game that they had at home, they had almost 4,000 fans at that game.
All right, before we go to the Virginia-Clemson game, how about Miami-Florida State, gentlemen? Does Miami have a chance?
I think Miami covers.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
Which is 22,
I think they're favored,
right,
by,
Jesse?
Yeah.
Florida
State is favored by 22.
The game's at Doak Camel. How about the Hoos and Clemson? Does Virginia have a chance?
Virginia has got to take care of the football and protect it, and they've got to get some good fumbles. And this time they've got to capitalize on some of those plays.
And play 60 minutes.
And listen, Boston College struggled with Clemson. Clemson struggled with Boston College. No reason to think Virginia can't do it.
Tell Clemson, pull a Clemson.
Go Hoos.
Go Wahoos. Beat Clemson.